Planet Solence, Season 1. Episode 18, Making of a Warrior. Amar and Mahesh bid farewell to Albert and Tina. Mahesh smiles at Amar.
So, what was it that you want to discuss with me, Mahesh?
Well, Amar, as you are aware about the unforeseen threat, I need you to realize your true identity.
True identity? Yes, I am aware of it. I am a soul, ain't I?
Indeed you are. But there's more to it.
What is it? Who am I?
Key Master is precisely what you are.
Key Master? Oh, I got it. That is what you told Dakshini. I remember. But what does it all mean?
Ki is one of the names for life energy. It's called by different names by different cultures and groups on Earth. The life energy is a primary element of a soul. A soul derives its momentum from this energy. In absence of this life energy, a soul is nothing but a dead ball of energy floating in the void.
So, you mean to say that every living being and active souls exist because of this key energy?
Yes, you got it right, son.
Then, what makes a key master? Rather, who is he?
The key, when passively passes through a soul or a body, acts as its life. But it is much than that. The key, when remains calm and within the limits, accounts to balance in the universe. But, at the same time, its manhandling can lead to destruction. A key master is the one who has abilities to understand and master the skills of controlling the key. You, as a key master, have to imply your judgment and wisdom for utilizing the key for protection, healing, and maintaining balance in the universe.
But how do I do that?
You have to learn the skills of mastering the key. Before that, you have to be a trained warrior and learn the techniques of spiritual warfare.
Spiritual warfare? You mean the war of spirits?
You can say so. No physical weaponry is of any use in the war of souls. The spiritual warfare implies energies of various forms. Ultrasonic, infrared, ultraviolet, and electromagnetic radiations are primarily used in the warfare. No bullets, nor blades.
But souls never die, then how shall one win over other?
It's a game of neutralizing each other. It's for defense and driving away the opponent. The souls, although never die, but they can be de-energized from their life energy to turn them into a motionless ball of energy. Similar to how trees are living but motionless.
Who is to train me and when?
Your training begins now. Seriously, we do not have much time left. But before we begin, you need to first tame your mind. Every war strategy is a game of mind in the spiritual world. Every weapon is a visual image created by your mind. Your mind makes the moves. You need to believe that nothing is impossible. You have to give up doubtful thinking as it brings obstacles in visualization.
And how do I train my mind?
We shall begin with meditation. Not the way performed by humans, but the way souls do it. Now, show me your chamber.
Amar leads Mahesh to his personal chamber in the castle. Mahesh asks Amar to sit down in the center of the room.
Now shut your eyes. Tell me, what do you see?
Space with stars, comets, and planets.
In the space, locate planet Solence. Do not open your eyes. Try to locate it through your imagination.
Amar's face turns serious. With eyes closed, his eyeballs appear to roll in search of something. Finally, they stop rolling revealing a smile on his face.
Good. So, you found it?
Yes. I did.
Fly towards it. Enter its atmosphere and locate your castle. Enter your chamber and sit on a chair. Slowly. Open your eyes.
Amar opens his eyes and finds himself sitting on a chair instead of the flat ground. He looks surprised.
How? Did I land up on this chair? It wasn't here.
You traveled the universe and came back. This chair is your own creation. Since your eyes were shut, you could do it clearly due to higher level of concentration. You have to be able to meditate even with your eyes open. Now, observe the wall on the left and create a screen.
Amar faces the wall shown by Mahesh and tries to create a rectangular object resembling a screen. He tries, but it disappears without being manifested. He tries harder, but more he does, he fails. He finally gives up. Mahesh looks at him and asks him to try again, to which Amar refuses.
You cannot give up so easily. At least, not for such a minor task.
I am sorry, Mahesh. I tried, but I can't.
This excuse wouldn't spare you in a war, Amar. If you don't strike back, your opponent shall make you perish.
But how can I? I tried it. You saw, didn't you?
You did, but you allowed your ego to interfere.
My ego? I have no ego. What makes you say so?
You had almost succeeded the first time. You tried again. But the next time, in disappointment, you felt embarrassed, with your ego forcing you to give up. The fear of losing is more dangerous than your worst enemy, whom you shall face. Let the embarrassment pass by. There's no harm in failing. Never allow your ego to nurture on your embarrassment. Try again, and you might succeed.
Amar shuts his eyes and calms his mind. He opens his eyes, stares at the wall, and smiles. He moves his palms in a gesture of creating a rectangular object. Finally, an object resembling a large, flat, wall-mounted television screen appears on the wall. Amar looks at Mahesh and smiles.
Great try. So, was this something that you dreamt of owning while you were alive on Earth? A huge, wall-mounted television?
Yes. It was my dream, but I could never purchase one. Can I watch the telecasts from the Earth on this screen?
Go ahead and try. It's all part of your imagination. You can even watch the incidents that are not recorded. Your mind is its remote control to display whatever you want. What would you like to see?
I want to see the boss.
Go ahead and ask the screen to show it.
Amar faces the screen and commands it to show the boss through his mind. The walkthrough of a deep dark forest appears on the screen, leading them to a cave. The door of the cave opens, and the walkthrough reveals the interiors of the cave. The cave appears to be huge and infested by bats, snakes, and other reptiles from within. The walkthrough leads to a crater and drills inside it. Deep below the crater is seen a huge box studded with trident. The box is shown as containing a violet stone glowing brightly. The display on the screen goes still.
What is this stone?
That's what you wanted to see. The boss.
So, you mean to say that this immobile stone is a threat to planet Solance?
Immobile? Yes, it is. But not a stone. It's a capsule that has trapped his soul. His soul is inactive right now, but it is still powerful enough to grant the prayers of his followers, who are in a quest to release him.
But it is so deep and even dangerous. How can they ever get here? Assuming that they are humans.
Mahesh snaps his fingers at the screen, which reverses the walkthrough back to the beginning, and shuts the screen.
His followers are indeed humans, but powered by his companions, who are the dark souls residing in the black hole.